Hundreds of people protested outside a federal immigration detention center in New Hampshire on Saturday. NHPR's Annie Ropeek reports they spent nearly a week marching to the facility from across New England in a show of solidarity with migrants at the southern border.
The marchers arrived in a silent procession to the Stafford County Jail in Dover. It typically holds around 100 men detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement from northern New England and elsewhere. Protesters cried, screamed, and sang to show support for the immigrants inside and others.
Listen, my people, my condor, my eagle. No human being is ever illegal.
On the grass outside the jail, a group of clergy held a kind of funeral service around an empty child-sized coffin adorned with photos of migrant children.
We bring a 10-year-old girl from El Salvador, whose name we may never know. She died on March 4th in ICE custody. May her memory be a blessing.
March co-organizer Alexandra Pinheiros-Shields says she wept as she carried that coffin during the march. She emigrated to the U.S. from Spain as a child and now lives with her kids in Massachusetts.
If my children were in danger of dying hungry without medical care, I would try to bring them into a land that they could have life, and then to bring them to a place where they die in government detention. It just was so heart-wrenching to me that it gave me the stamina that I need to continue to do this battle.
Pinheiros-Shields says she sees cruelty and racism in how even long-standing immigration policies are being carried out under President Trump.
As people of faith, we call that sin.
Organizers invited all the presidential candidates of both parties to join the protest. A handful were in the state this weekend, but none attended. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.
Immigrants.